All right, have a seat. Have a seat. Good job, guys. So we're going through this study on, I'm calling it God and Everything Else. You can see the slide there. And it's basically a study in the opening chapter or two of Genesis. I'm not sure how far we're going to get, but I just wanted to look at a few major issues that are here in these opening chapters. And so far, as we've been going through it, we've been looking at this little phrase at the very beginning of the Bible, first verse in the Bible, really, first words, "In the beginning, God." And what we've said is that our first week we said, if you go back in time, at some point, going back in time, you bump into God. And there's only God. There's nothing He made yet. It's just Him. He made everything that isn't Himself. And in that time, He existed as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And He still does. He's always been Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have one God in three persons. And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, each member of the Trinity loved and still loves each other in perfect harmony and balance. Maybe you could think of it like a dance, the divine dance, serving and loving and circling each other forever and ever. The third week, I just talked about how in the past, God also chose us. The scriptures teach that before the foundation of the world, He chose us. And I just said that makes Him the best dad ever. He calls Himself our Father. He loved us before we were ever born. He loved us knowing the sins that we would commit. He chose us even before, even before we ever did anything right, before we even knew Him, and knowing that we would do things sinful against Him, He still chose us. Best dad ever. What I want to look at today, so we're just continuing to work through this passage in Genesis 1. Take a look at the screen real quickly. You can see that I've got a series of verses up there. Each one of these verses ends with the word good. Do you see it? God saw that the light was good. God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good. Verse 21, God saw that it was good. 25, God saw that it was good. Verse 31, it was very good. So God created everything, and having made everything, after He made water, after He made stars, after He made plants, He looked at it and He said, "That's good." He didn't say, "That's okay," or, "Well, let's see how this turns out." He didn't say, "I'm not sure what to think about this. I'm a little insecure about the way my craftsmanship is on this product." No, God looked at what He did. That work was His work. The light, the land, the vegetation, the plants, the animals. It was all His, the beasts and mankind. That was His creation. He made it. And it was good. It was good, 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 good. He keeps saying, "I saw it and it's good." Very good at the end of 6 days of creation. Now, here's where I'm going to go with this. This is going to be a pretty short talk tonight. Let you guys go to small group and work some of this out. But here's where I'm going with this. Take a look at this picture. This picture is of our dining room table, and Molly and I bought this when we first got married, and it was in good shape when we bought it. That was almost 13 years ago, and you can see now that I'm stripping it down. I've put this, I don't know what it is, some chemical on top of the table that makes the paint bubble up. I've scraped the paint off. Then I was sanding it. Then I had to try and get some of the other paint off with some other chemical. And I've just been working on this for weeks. And, this table was messed up. There was like, the kids had taken their forks and had like pounded into the table. There's like food down in some of the cracks. A couple of places you can see right there that's just really deeply scratched. In fact, look at the, I don't know, can you see the middle of the table? There's like that, it's kind of like this bubble right there. So funny story, one of the kids had brought home a pumpkin from school, had set their pumpkin on the table, And we were like, man, after a few days, we're like, man, something stinks. What's something smells like it's stinky in here. And we found, you know, we located it, located the smell as that pumpkin. We picked up the pumpkin and it had literally oozed. It was oozing on our table. And the table had warped. And so there was this great big bubble, this giant bubble on top of the table. And so I've been having to sand down the bubble that was there from the oozing, this slimy pumpkin that was on the middle of our table. So anyways, that's the story of that table, right? It's got food on it. It's got scratches. It's got dents. But under the table, it's good. There's nothing wrong with the table. It's a good table. Now, I tell you that to make this point because the earth on which we live is a good earth. Now, you can look around, right, and we can see that there's death. We can see that there is harm that's been done to the planet. We can see that there are things on the earth that are not good for us. I mean, there's poisonous plants. There's animals that will hurt us, even kill us. I just saw this 12-foot alligator the other day on this video on some social media site. He's just walking across the road. Alligators will hurt you. Sharks, right? These are animals that will hurt you. Now, we look at the planet and we can think this is a dangerous, it's a bad place, and it is. But that is because of what has happened to the earth after sin came into the world. But the earth is not sin. The earth is good. This is a good planet. God made the birds and the trees and the plants. He made all this. And what the scriptures teach is that when Jesus comes back, he's not coming back to destroy the planet. He's not coming back to say, boy, this project failed. Let's get rid of it and build a new one. He's gonna renew this good planet. The world in which we live is a good world. And let me take it one step further. You know, you as a human are part of that creation. And you have sinned. You have turned from God. You have sinned against Him. Your heart is corrupt. But here's the thing, right? You as a human are made good in His image. And Jesus Christ has come to save humans. Listen, guys, listen to this. If you'll turn from, listen, your sin is what you don't like about you, right? Or if there's something about you that you don't like, it may be because you're looking at it sinfully. Like you might think, I don't like my hands. Hands are ugly. Hands aren't ugly. No, they're not ugly. But it's a sin in you that may be leading you to despise your hands. Like the problems that we have are sin problems. They're not. It's not that that humans are sinful. Humans are sinful because of sin. But humans were made good. You're made good, image of God. And Jesus Christ has come not to destroy you, not to turn you into an alien. Not Jesus didn't become an alien to turn you into aliens. He became a man to return you back to your true self. So you could be everything you've always wanted to be. In fact, what he has for his people is more than what we could ever envision for ourselves. The cross of Jesus is the way that he is bringing us to God and bringing us into full humanity. Guys, turn from your sin. Turn to Jesus, right? Turn to Jesus. All right, let me give you a few questions. Here you go. You guys are going to go to small group. Let me ask you this. If God made everything good, here's the first question. What is bad in the world? All right, think about that in your small groups. Here's another question. This is from a guy named Kuiper. His last name's Kuiper. He says, there is not one square inch in all the world that Jesus does not stretch out his hand and say, that is mine. Talk about that in your groups. Think about this. What are some right and wrong views of the sciences? Right, if God made the earth good and the universe, if he made it good, what are some right ways of thinking about it? What are some wrong ways? Look at this fourth question. What is the ultimate good thing that God has done? God made the earth good. What's the ultimate good thing that he's done? And why is that the ultimate thing? And then I want you to think about this question here at the end, this last one. This is from the book of Romans. It says, from him and through him and to him are all things. From him, through him, and to him are all things. I want you to think about that, and I want you to talk about it in your small groups. All right, guys, let me pray for you. Let's pray. Father, please, I pray you would bless these students as they go.